You've been soft.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Murillo's done. He is done.
Oh, he's just starting.
By the way,
sick him.
Let me channel my inner Skip Bayless. Take the hat off, Carter. They stink.
He's in the producer room.
Giants.
What about them?
They start their last push, though, tonight.
By the way, audience, each of the last, two nights I've texted you about the Giants?
Yeah.
I just get a one-word response. Math. The math is still mathing for the San Francisco Giants.
Yeah, sure it is.
According to Math Steinmetz.
Sure it is. Yeah, no, it's fine. By the way, let me say something, and I mean this affectionately and with tongue in cheek. You asked me the dumbest question on the text thread last night I've ever seen in my life.
Well, first of all, it was just us. Second of all, what are you talking about?
I think it was you. Did you ask me, what's the hardest sport to win a championship in?
In American professional sports, yes.
Okay, so
this is a question posed by our engineer and good friend, Justin Beltre.
Right, and I'll tell you what I told him. So you want to ask me, is it harder to win the Stanley Cup, the Super Bowl, the World Series, or the NBA Finals?
Yes.
They're all the same.
No, they're not.
Yes, they are. Every league's got 30 or 32 teams in it.
So one is team, harder than the other.
Fine. Infinitesimally, there's a difference.
Math.
But no, he's talking about people who say, oh, it's harder to win a Super Bowl than any other sport to win a champion. No, it's not.
You're right, it's not.
It's the exact same.
The hardest one is the World Series.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. You know how many one seeds in the last...
I don't care.
20?
So it doesn't matter.
So it means it's easier if you have a certain advantage.
There's 30 teams in all sports.
I have it breaking.
One team wins a title.
I have the answer right here.
It's the same in every sport.
It's literally.
Thank you very much.
Not.
Use the word literally correctly or don't use it at all.
Well, it's
that's
not.
All I'm going to say.
It's literally not if you have 32 teams compared
fine.
To 30.
You know what?
You want to know the easiest championship
is to win?
It's harder
in baseball because they've got 32 teams. No, I'm sorry, 30 in baseball.
It's the NFL.
NFL. Okay, yeah, it's harder in the NFL because they have 32 teams as opposed to 30. But the task of winning a championship is the same.
No, the easiest championship to win, it's not even close. What's your favorite sport?
Hockey.
That's your new favorite sport. Okay. You did ask me when the San Jose Sharks start training camp. I don't have the answer for you. I'm sure somebody could help us on the Xfinity Mold text line. But it's the NBA. It's the NBA Finals. I mean, the Warriors just showed you 2 years ago. It's the easiest championship to win.
See, now if I said that...
Yeah, people would be pissed.
Yeah.
How about that?
It's not harder to win a Super Bowl than it is... to win the Stanley Cup trophy.
Oh, please. If you can come back from down 3 on a series, it's easy.
Well, that's the other thing. I'd say it's easier in the NFL because all you got to do is win 3 playoff games. Once you get there.
Yeah, most of the upsets happen.
You know what I'm talking about.
Oh, thank you, 650. I'm glad somebody caught that.
Stanley Cup's the hardest to win.
No,
yeah, okay.
That's not from...
Okay, the Stanley Cup's the hardest to win.
Maybe for Sharks fans.
Meanwhile, 7 seeds have won the Stanley Cup in the last 6-7 years. It's not that stat, but
that's,
you know,
not the text I'm talking about. You know the text I'm talking about.
The hardest sport to win.
That's not the one
is
either.
Golf or auto racing, because you're going up against the field. You see what I'm saying?
You tell me every single time you play golf, you're playing against yourself. You're not playing against other people.
Right.
But so doesn't that apply
only
to
one,
Colin Morikawa?
How many golfers start a tournament?
I don't know, like 100.
Thank you. There it is.
Okay.
You just answered your own question.
More start in tennis.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Tennis is harder.
No, it's...
Yes, it is.
Well, it can be.
Yes, it is.
Depends. By the way,
yeah,
that's not what I'm talking about.
Oh.
Math Steinmetz.
What are you talking about?
You keep telling me about how hard the math is or how easy the math is for the San Francisco Giants So from now on, you're Math Steinmetz.
I will say this. For all you guys who down on the Giants because they only won two of three from
you're
the White
one
Sox.
Of them.
First of all, what do you expect? They don't sweep anybody. They've got two series sweeps all year.
Yeah, I know.
So they're not sweeping anybody. Secondly, to keep things optimistic like I like to do, if the Giants
you are soft.
Win every series from now till the end of the year, they're going to the postseason. The White Sox were the template. Two out of three. We go up to Seattle. We wreck shop. They are in disarray. You don't even know who their interim manager is.
Who?
The Mariners.
Yes, I do.
Who?
Former Mariners great, Dan Wilson. He'll be in town tonight.
Catcher.
Yeah. Backup. Mm-hmm. Yeah, of course I know that. By the way.
Oh.
The Giants, if they win every single series the rest of the season, do not automatically make the postseason.
No, of course, not automatically.
No, you highlight this all the time. There are teams in front of them that also play games.
Okay.
If they
why don't we do this?
Also
okay.
win the rest of okay. their series, they will make the postseason okay. because of math.
Okay. I get that. I get that, Chief. All right. But we can figure this out now. 65 and 64 is 129.
Mm-hmm.
139, 149, 159.
I don't like prime numbers.
33 games. If they
What's
go
up with the odds?
If they go 22-11, that means the Giants will have won 87 games.
Oh, that's going to look good.
That will get them to the postseason. Want to bet?
For the fourth seed.
You want to bet them? You want to bet?
If they win,
87 will get the third wild card.
How about we bet they don't win 87 games?
No, I'm not betting that. I'm saying.
Well, the bet's going to be called off because they're not going to get there.
That may be fine. What
okay,
I'm saying is,
I'll bet you if they win 87 games that they don't make the postseason.
No, bet me that 87 will be the number that would get you that will get that team in. I don't care if it's the Giants or not. If the Giants win 86 games and somebody wins 87 and they're the third wild card team, I win.
Well, 87 is going to get you into the postseason.
That's all I'm saying.
Have you looked at how many 90-win teams there's going to be this year?
I appreciate you agreeing with me. Thank you.
There has been no team this season, AL or NL, that is going to run. Nobody's winning 107 this year. No one. Shoot, there might not be a 100-win team. Because of parity. So 87 is going to get you in. In fact, 84 might.
Well, just leave it there. Steiny, you're right.
No, you're wrong.
87 will get it done.
Bet,
of course it will.
Bet me.
I will not bet you on the Giants.
The Giants will not win 87 games this season.
I won't do that.
Why?
Because they're not going to win two out of three games every season.
Because of math?
No, because they're not very good.
So why are they going to make the postseason,
then? I never said they were.
You're insinuating.
I said the White Sox series is the template.
Well, that's pretty damning, that series.
Thank you.
And not because they won two games.
I hate to do this, but I do have to remind people. I'm precise with my words for a reason. I didn't say the Giants were
going to
win.
You've been afraid to bet me all week. I'm going to get a bet out of you before we leave this room.
That's because you treat me like I treat Guru when we come to making a bet.
And how does it feel?
And I'm not going to make a dumb one.
And how does it feel?
Hey, Guru, what's up, buddy?
Hey, he's going to be back today.
Yeah, he's back today.
I can't wait.
Not for the show.
No, but
for the show.
I don't mind people calling in and say that kind of stuff. I miss Guru, too.
You know what? I feel like getting a little rise out of 49er fans right now. I love you guys. You know that.
You haven't for the first 90 minutes?
No.
We've been ripping them since 10:02.
No, listen. Marillo from Petaluma, one of our favorites, called, and he said, I'm soft. Well, let me tell you who's not soft. Let's hear what Howard Eskin had to say about the Niners this year. Howard Eskin, an icon media-wise in Philly, and he knows the game.
I think, and you guys aren't going to want to hear this, they're one of the top two teams in the NFC. And you're going to ask me the question. Who's the other
one? Who's the other one, Howard?
Green Bay.
Oh,
jeez. Yeah, so, I think San Francisco is in for a rude awakening. The 49ers are in for a rude awakening. And here's what I base it on. It's just statistical fact that the team that loses a Super Bowl has only gotten back once in the last 30 years, the next year.
Knew it.
Who was that team?
I don't know who.
I think it was the Chiefs, right?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm sure our text.
No, I take that back. No, because next year was the Bengals and the Rams. Apologies. But the thing about it is, so he's got San Francisco. Well, he didn't say actually where he has them. He just said that the top two teams he has are the Eagles and the Packers.
Right.
I don't necessarily disagree with him about Philly. Although, to me, the Niners should be your, you know, like if all this wasn't going on, I would have the Niners above them.
Oh, I would too. But the problem is, Philly is unified. They have put their issues from last year behind them. They've loaded up. Sirianni has a newfound respect in that locker room. And, oh, I don't know if you've heard. No, he and Jalen Hurts, they're tight.
Oh,
they're tight.
They got tight buns in the playoffs.
They are in sync in Philly right now. Which actually doesn't mean anything, but...
No, it doesn't. But I do think that Philadelphia is probably licking their chops looking at San Francisco because they got better this offseason. You're right. They're coming off a season that was, I don't know, had a lot of turmoil down the stretch, and the head coach and the quarterback evidently didn't get along. But that's another reason why it is frustrating reading every day about what is or isn't happening down at training camp in Santa Clara, because I do think that Philadelphia is vulnerable based on their relationship and their own locker room mess that was unearthed last season. The Niners are giving them every opportunity to unite, because if you're Philly right now and you're looking at San Francisco, you're seeing a team that is not aligned. And you're seeing a team that has a lot of distractions or a lot of issues. That's enough material for me to say, guys, we got to come together. If we come together, we can beat San Francisco. They're in shambles. At least, I don't know. That's what they're probably telling themselves.
They are.
Who?
The 49ers.
They're not in shambles yet.
Brandel Chambly. 49ers in a shambles.
I was waiting for that one.
No, they're not in a shambles, but they're also not resembling a Super Bowl winner either.
Oh, thank you. Our YouTube chat, powered by First NorCal Credit Union and Xfinity Mobile Text Line, just on top of everything. The Buffalo Bills, they lost and got back to the Super Bowl.
Did they win it?
No, they lost four straight times.
They buck the system. They get to the Super Bowl and lose.
The other one was the New England Patriots in 2017.
See, that's what I'm... Well, then there's two teams, so Eskin's wrong. Mm-hmm.
So it's not a statistical fact. Isn't that what he said?
I have a simple question.
I don't... By the way, the Packers are not better than the Niners. I don't care if they're aligned or united or not. They're not.
Does the math work for the Niners, is the question.
Well, yeah, they're 0-0.
Well.
Although week zero is going to be a battle tonight in Las Vegas. Seriously, what are you looking for tonight, Steiny?
I am looking for some kind of cohesion offensively after the debacle of last week. Period. You got all your guys. Who want to play, they're going to be available. You're playing the Raiders. They're playing their second stringers, and they're not a well-coached team.
Just win, baby.
Just dominate them. You got to dominate them.
Well, at least when the starters are out there.
Why don't we ask 49ers?
You cannot get outscored by Aiden O'Connell at Allegiant.
I'll ask 49er fans about tonight's game. Do you think it's important? You got to acknowledge, as far as preseason games go, it's important. I mean, you do not want to go into the regular season having played that game against the Saints and then following it up with a game against the Raiders that you don't look good in. You just can't tell me that. And you know who agrees with me?
Who?
Kyle Shanahan. Kyle Shanahan agrees with me that tonight's game is an important preseason game. Those are facts. That's why he's playing the starters. Because if it didn't matter, he wouldn't play the starters. But he's worried. That's why he's playing the starters. He thinks they're behind. He thinks they need the work.
Yeah, they clearly have not gotten enough reps this preseason, in-game or because they missed their joint practices, that he's got to put them out there. I mean, that's. I think by being on the field, they're telling you that tonight's game is important. I mean, when
right.
other teams play their starters, not a lot of them played this week, but you know, the first 2 weeks of preseason was important for, say, Caleb Williams. You know, last week was important for the Chiefs and Mahomes and Kelce, who are out there on the field. I think they're telling you that this game is important. The result of the game doesn't mean anything, but if you're asking me what I'm going to take away from it, I'm looking for rhythm. I'm looking for consistency. I'm looking for things that we have not seen or didn't see last week from Brock Purdy. I think because he didn't play with a lot of those starters, and I would like to feel pretty good that they could be able to walk into a preseason game and just kind of turn it on. You know, if on Monday we come in,
okay,
and that box score reads three and out three straight times for that starting offense, I'm sorry, that I'm going to take something away from that.
If they go three and out on their first three possessions, Monday will be a good day for Niner fans because the 49ers will announce that they've re-signed Trent Williams and Brandon Ayuk. You cannot go three and out three straight times.
Well, I don't think they will. But
I don't either.
But if that happened, you think they're signed by Monday? Because I actually think that gives Ayuk and Trent more reason to dig in. It's like, dude, price of the brick's going up.
I mean,
every single snap that Purdy takes, that he looks uncomfortable, or that Debo can't get off a corner and can't beat his man, or Kittle gets thrown into the... No, I'm just kidding. But you know what I'm saying? Like, if the offense doesn't look very good against the Raiders, I think if anything, that would help Ayuk's situation and ask for more money.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I just know that it would behoove the Niners to score some points with their first-string unit tonight, even if it's without Williams and Ayuk. Jason LaConfora works for the Washington Post. He's tapped in as a National Football League writer. And take a listen to what he said about the Niners. First of all, he talks about the NFC favorites.
I like Green Bay. And look, we all saw that football game. I mean, it very easily have had the scenario where the Green Bay Packers advance, you know, out of San Francisco. They were the youngest team in the league. They really gelled. I just love what they're building there. There's no way their special teams can be as bad as they've been forever. And I like the defensive coordinator hire. The quarterback is just scratching the surface. I like Green Bay. You know, and look, if the Rams, I hear Cooper Kupp is looking good, and if they can keep Stafford on the field, like, I think it's going to be a real dogfight between the Rams and the 49ers for that. I don't think it's going to be like last year. I don't think people are going to be crowning that division, you know, at Thanksgiving or anything like that.
Thoughts?
Well, I agree with that. I don't think the rest of the division is going to fold like a chair. That often doesn't happen. But the Rams, I think, are better this year. Although they've had some injuries in camp. You know, it's not going to be I don't think Seattle's going to be a cakewalk. The fact that Mike McDonald is now in that division, he, by the way, was the defensive coordinator for the Ravens last year, and they did a pretty good job against Brock Purdy. They also did a pretty good job against every Kyle Shanahan offense in the league last year, although Baltimore's defense is far more talented, I think, than Seattle's is. So, you know, Mike McDonald's probably going to help them. I don't think that Arizona is going to be a massive pushover, but the Niners should still win that division. I just don't think it's going to be as easy as it was last year. Again, I don't think this season is going to be as easy as it was for much of the year last season. I mean, the Niners had the one seed wrapped up by the second to last week, basically. They were able to put it, you know, they basically got two byes. You know, I don't think they're going to get two byes this year. I don't think they're going to get one bye. But as far as the Packers are concerned, I don't know, Steiny. They kind of feel flavor of the month to me.
All right.
Like, they're the team that snuck into the postseason, which, by the way, they were, oh my God.
What?
A couple of games away. There was a lot of games last year that should not have gone their way that did. They were 9-8, right? Barely got in. Ended up beating Dallas, who's, and Guru wouldn't mind me saying this, they're fraudulent, and they've proven that over and over. And they caught the Niners on a rainy night, and they still lost. So, the Jordan Love thing, to me, is interesting because everyone has so much faith that this guy is going to go and be the next big thing. And the Packers have had a lot of quarterbacks in their lineage that have just kind of one to the other, Favre to Rodgers, now to Love. He's going to be the guy. I think the Packers are going to be a good football team, but everybody penciling in them in as if they're going to be the one seed or the two seed. I don't know. That's a really tough division. And oftentimes you have to kind of run away with your division if you want the one seed.
Jason Lockenfor of the Washington Post was asked about the 49ers. And if you didn't check it out, he wrote a story on the Niners yesterday in the Washington Post. He's an NFL writer, and he was asked by Willard and Dibbs yesterday, what's the vibe of the 49ers camp? How you feeling about them? How they feeling about themselves?
I mean, off. Funky. You got two of their most important players at war with the team over the money. And look, there's a lot of people who feel like when stuff gets real, Trent will get put to bed, and you know what I mean? No harm, no foul, and you don't want the big man doing anything anyway. But, like, again, until it's done, it's not. So, I mean, again, you want to talk Super Bowl losing curse, we can. You want to talk about, you know, locker room being a little off because guys who have done what they think they you know, have done enough for that team to get paid there are having trouble getting paid there. Then you want to talk about whatever, how things have looked at some practices or how things have looked at some preseason games. You want to talk about, hey, maybe the Rams and Seattle, maybe even Arizona are a little better than some people think. I mean, you could start building a case for this year could certainly be at least far more challenging than last year.
Yeah, and that's exactly what you said, Evan. Doesn't look like it's going to be easier than last year, that's for sure.
No, but it's not. That doesn't mean the Niners still can't win 11 or 12 games. I just think it's going to be extremely difficult to do so. You know, last year they only won 12.
What if they're not the one seed?
I think they had a better team than last year. Well, it's funny you mentioned the one seed because yeah. That was kind of my premise about you know, how hard it is to win particular championships. Over 50% of one seeds the last, I think it's like 25 or 30 years, go on to the Super Bowl. So if you don't, also the Niners, when have they gotten to the Super Bowl without the one seed? Under Kyle Shanahan, they haven't. So not that it's a necessity, but again, their path this year, to me, just, it looks much, much more difficult. And more importantly, they're not making it any easier on themselves with how they've handled this summer.
Exactly. Exactly. All right. Here's what we're going to do. 888-957-9570. I see Ray. I see Antonio. 49ers last preseason game tonight. It's the third one. The starters are going to play. Let me ask you this, 40. How interested are you in this game? Because I'll just be honest with you. This is one of the few preseason games that I'm at least somewhat intrigued by. I will say that. I'm kind of messing around saying it's a legacy game, but you can't tell me that tonight's game doesn't mean anything. You just can't. Not after the training camp that the 49ers have been through. 888-957-9570. What do you want to see tonight? What's coming up on the game is presented by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with no compromises. It was brought to you by Fremont Bank.